shit up.
Welcome to Geek Pile, where we talk about all things geek, comics, movies, games. If it's geek, we talk about it. I am your host, Biff, and with me, as always, is the Tony Stark to my Bruce Banner, the Danimator. What's up, man?
What's up, Biff? How you doing, man? Whoops.
That's
a damn. Damn it. I'm stuck in truck mode. What the hell? Hold on.
Goddamn.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Sorry.
Somebody's got soundboard fail.
Yeah. What the?
Keep your foot off that blasted sommel flange.
What the?
Hello? All right, anyway. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah, welcome to Geek Pile, where we provide your geek comfort zone. I don't know. Your geek safe place.
Wow. Make it sound like a bondage community or something.
Well, you know. Sometimes it's a taboo subject at places of work. And
yeah, geek and superheroes is a really underrepresented culture and treated bad in society right now.
It can be.
They need a safe place.
He's being totally sarcastic.
Like a Comic-Con.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes people, Biff knows this with his previous employment, right? Like you talk about this or that. Or like, what were you saying? Like if there's a difference between like if you had a car with Raider Nation and Go Seahawks all over it, you get like honked at and like, woohoo, way to go. And it's like, cool, bro, but if you had Batman paraphernalia on it, you get spat on, and maybe it's just a Utah thing, but definitely.
Where are you driving? Team Superman, fuck that guy.
This is a Batman town, fuck him.
Anyways, last week, what do? We talk about, we talked all about Avengers, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we refrained from spoiling, but we got some cool education on bringing you up to date on the latest what's up with who, what character, and what happened last time, and different movies, and all that stuff, right?
That's right.
You even shared with me some awesome comic book lore and reasons why you hate Scarlet Witch, and I was sitting there. We watched the movie, and it was awesome.
Yep.
We'll Spooky talk about went
that
with us.
Charlie.
Spooky went with us. Hi, God. Spooky.
Hey.
I think we called you Great Oz on the last show.
Did you?
Last time you were on
I
here.
I can never choose. I'm going to be like that band in that one show that just keeps changing their name.
Yeah. Yeah. And May is also with us.
Hey, how you doing?
Yay!
Sort of with us.
All right.
She's with us as much as she can be while she plays Plants versus
hey,
zombies.
Hey, I'm the only female here, therefore I can multitask. So yeah, bite me, butthead.
Look out, you're about to get killed by that pole vaulting zombie, and you don't have
his
a walnut in front of him.
I don't actually.
You're gonna die.
No, what are you doing?
No,
check this out, God. Mate. You need to pay attention to your own show there, geek boy. Okay.
Now you're getting caught up into it, it's just gonna be me and Biff.
Well, yeah, right?
Whatever. You guys can talk about Avengers.
So how'd you like Avengers, Biff?
Or Dad?
Yeah, dude. You.
Me?
How'd you like Avengers?
Oh,
I know how they
yeah.
liked it.
Oh, it was great. It was a total great show.
Rebels!
Wow. Rebels!
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you just waiting for
it's
a
sometimes
moment?
I am. When I'm able to concentrate. See, now I know why Nightbug has so much fun on Heroes 101 Radio, hitting the sound, you know, the soundboard the whole time. He just lurks in the background and just waits for the appropriate it's easier to do when you got other people here. Well, anyways. Yeah, so Biff had seen it. Yeah, you had seen it last.
You guys have seen it, what, how many times? How many times have you guys seen the movie?
These guys have only seen it once. I've seen it twice,
Because she's a selfish bitch.
I am.
Well, we just saw it the one time. We snuck in our popcorn. And, yeah, we had a blast. We got to see the Star Wars trailer again on the big screen this time. That was cool.
I still haven't seen it on the big screen.
Really? It was cool. I liked it. Way better than on the tiny YouTube screen. Oh, you got Batman? That's interesting.
Yeah, we got Batman.
Did you see it in 3D?
Really cool.
Did you see it in 3D or just saw it regular?
No, I just saw it regular.
Yeah, us too. I'm tired of the whole 3D bullshit. I'm just tired of it.
I like
movies
3D.
That are...
Mm-hmm.
I like movies. Oh,
God damn it!
All right, you go, Biff.
You go. I'm telling you to go.
Okay.
Honey Badger, don't care.
I like 3D movies that have been made from the get go in 3D. I'm fine with those. But the ones that have been retrograded and where they took movies that were not filmed in 3D and made them 3D.
Yeah. The post-conversion or whatever they call it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The post-conversion is driving nuts. Otherwise, I don't mind the 3D.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I like it.
Yeah, well, you know, we saw it regular, standard, non-3D, and I didn't really see any shots that were trying to be explicitly, this was made for the 3D shots. It just felt like it was a film, and if you happen to see it in 3D, great, and if not, that's okay, too.
I think you're on fucking crack.
Well,
what about that first fight scene where they're all jumping around and there's all the spinning and the throwing and the...
Well, that's fine, but I'm not saying there wasn't like a scene where Hulk like reached into the screen and was like, "I'm gonna touch you."
Sometimes
there's shots that are blatantly, that's the 3D, like a big chunk of building will go over your face, you know, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And you're like, whoa, I got a duck.
That reminds me of, like, the 60s 3D movies where they just threw everything at you. Everything.
Yeah. Like Vincent Price is going to poke you in the eye with his knife while he talks to you.
I found a 3D porno once. That was... You think that's something you want to see? And no.
No.
I think the HD transition for that was hard enough to get through. It was like, whoa, you got to see a doctor, man. That's not good.
So what did you guys think
of porn you're looking at, Dan?
I don't know. I'm just imagining, actually. I haven't really.
You can tell I'm used to a late night show. I have a show that's like 2:10. Midnight to 2 a.m. Sorry. Let's talk about Avengers. What do you guys think of the love story between Scarlet?
At first I thought that came out of nowhere.
Hulk and Black
Widow. And it's funny because just looking at it, the old one recently, I went, you know what? There was always a little bit of a lingering look here and there between those two. So it's kind of believable. Because from the first Avengers, I mean, remember when she said...
Oh, you went and watched the first one
again. Yeah, I watched the first one again. And there's actually some, like, there's chemistry where they have a couple of lingering looks where you're going, they kind of held that a little long.
Huh.
Yeah, but it felt like it was implied, like, Hawkeye were having more of a thing.
Right.
Well, it wasn't love. She said love is for, you know...
Yeah, but she's so duplicitous and weird in her sneakiness that you never know what the hell she's talking about.
Oh,
and then you go and see...
Harsh.
But even she doesn't know what the hell's going on. And then you go and you watch Winter Soldier and she's all like...
Flirting
with him and like, you know, you gotta kiss me. And like, was that the last time you got kissed? I'm just asking.
I don't think that was flirting. I think that was her teasing him for being a horrible kisser.
That could be too. What I'm saying, they kind of spread her all over the place, and it's like, all right, well, whatever. It's just me.
Are you slut shaming Black Widow?
A little bit.
Yeah. Great. Hey, I thought this was a safe place. God damn it. No shaming, Dan.
Define safe.
Well, I love the movie.
Yeah, it was
the
awesome.
New one, and I think already from like the first group shot where they all like, you know, they do the slow motion, you know, we are the Avengers.
Yeah.
They're like jumping into the screen, which was in a couple of the clip trailers from Marvel, but nonetheless, it was not shown in all of its glory as you saw it there the first time in the theater. And it was like, yeah. And I had the total, like, I turned to May and I was like, I love you guys. Because it was like Kung Fu Panda
yeah,
2, right?
Hilarious.
In Kung Fu Panda 2, they had that same exact shot. And it's awesome.
Right after the when the Hulk said, I'm always, in the first one, when Hulk said, I'm always angry, you know, and then that was the one moment that they all became who they were, and it did that big pan around of all of them.
Yeah, that was,
yeah.
You know, that was like halfway, maybe even more than halfway through the movie, and it was amazing, and I think they wanted to give us that back as soon as we got back, you know, because
yeah,
we've been waiting for it so long. So they gave us one of those shots
yeah,
again, and they're like, hey, here they are again, finally, you know. This is cool.
And you guys watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., don't you? Don't you guys watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Well, how did you... That was pretty cool how it tied in, right? Coulson was responsible for finding Strucker
and all that kind of craziness, and the scepter, and he was responsible for fixing the helicarrier that what's his name Fury used in the end of Avengers Ultron.
Yeah.
So it was they're getting better at tying it all in and
now let me ask you this question. Do you think that the Avengers know that Coulson is alive?
I don't think so. I don't think any of them do, except maybe if I had to guess. They haven't done anything to imply it, but if I had to guess, I bet Tony knows. Like, Tony's like, did you think I wouldn't know? You know, he's always snooping around in everybody other's shit. And there's been nothing in the shows or the movies to imply my speculation of this, but if anybody did know, I bet it would be Tony.
I think any of the heroes don't know, but definitely what's her name?
Hill and Fury, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they didn't put him in the movie probably because it would have been confusing. Because if you don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you don't know that Coulson, you know, has come back. And if you watched the Avengers back to back, you'd be like, what the fuck? That guy just died. Now all of a sudden...
Yeah, and that's actually a point of contention with Disney and Whedon. Because once Whedon... Apparently there was the idea of having Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. without Coulson, which would have been like, why are we even here? But since he brought back Coulson, Disney was all, well, you know what? He can't be in the movies now because... For that very reason, they don't want people who haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to go, wait, why is that guy alive again? You know, even though it's they've got great writers, they could just explain it away with one or two lines, you know. And then with one or two lines to appease Disney, they could freaking make a gazillion fans happy who hella want to see him in the movies.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to see Agent May fight freaking Black Widow.
Who does
that? Would be
right?
Instant geek boner right there. It's just.
Well, I think it'd be too confusing if they had Coulson, you know, right now. Only because they had so many different characters for Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
You had to follow everybody.
Yeah.
So one more, and then to explain that away would just be, you know, just overload for everybody. So I think it was already bordering on too much as it was. So, you know. To add more, that'd be too much, way too much.
And yeah, my new crush is that witch girl, that Olsen witch girl.
That's funny because Biff can't stand her.
Oh,
Biff.
Well, he can't stand the character.
We are not going out. We're not being my wingman ever.
Oh my god!
He just doesn't like her character, right, Biff?
Her and her wishy powers.
Yeah, I'm the ex-goth. Of course, I love that. Of course, I'm like, oh yeah, the one being all spooky.
No.
You know, when she first did her little powers, like when she was doing her little mind powers on everybody, and they did that weird horror movie thing where she moved all kind of choppy.
Yeah.
I wish they did more of that. You know what I mean? Because I think that she looked kind of cool when she did that. Kind of gave it a little bit of a horror element, you know, with the whole witch horror kind of thing going on. But she didn't do it except for just in that one little part, you know. So I thought, man, you know.
At the end, when, you know, hey, she's like, I'm an Avenger now, and they're like, right before he says Avengers assemble, even though they cut him off, which was hilarious.
That was funny.
They did the cliche thing, because throughout the whole movie, while she's kind of ambiguous whether she's a good guy or a bad guy, they had the, like, dark, smoky makeup. And then at the end, when she's definitely a good guy and part of the Avengers, they had her, like, they got rid of all I do my makeup like Taylor Swift now. That was a bit of a cliche, but that's nitpicking. That's total nitpicking. Yeah.
But that's what we're here to do.
Well, they could have had her freak out and cry, and then she's got the, you know, the running mascara gothy look of
she would go back to
tears bleeding down her face, and then that would not have been a pretty.
Now,
not a pretty look.
As not a comic book guy, was her brother, someone was telling me that her brother was Quicksilver?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so.
But I love the Quicksilver, and I understand that they were in a tough spot because they'd already done Quicksilver in Days of Future Past, which that scene, if you've seen that movie, that's the best scene in the entire movie. The way it's done is just.
Yeah, the whole film.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, so they had to separate, even though technically it's the same character, they actually had to separate the two. Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, the chat room is open, by the way. I don't know if anybody's listening live and they didn't see a chat room, but it is open. Just refresh your browser, it'll show up.
Yeah, if you guys want to chime in on the, if some of you don't agree with Biff and his hatred of spooky heroes.
No, hey, hold on. I am a huge Doctor Strange fan, okay? I like all those crazy, scary bad guys, John Constantine, I love him, you know, all those bad guys. But I just hate Scarlet Witch because she's just doesn't have definable powers. Like, here's something that might bake your noodle. Her brother might not really be dead.
Oh, really?
She could alter reality. That's kind of her gig. Yeah, she can, if she doesn't like something or want something to happen, she has what's called hex magic, and that alters the probability fields in whatever given reality she chooses to be in, and that allows that person to sometimes stay alive, that allows some people to get away when they normally wouldn't get away.
Nice.
You know, or, so she kind of has powers that fix everything.
Holy
shit. Kind of annoying.
She's got the Back to the Future power.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly
now, having,
it. And I think
having,
that's a cop-out.
Yeah, and having seen Zach, you know, he's been on our show quite a few times and has great stories from Yoshi's. He got to open feature comedian opening for Aries Spears, a really funny
comedian last night. Cool.
And after, but now all I hear is Aries Spears talking about crazy bitches, and I'm like, that ain't a cool power for no crazy bitch to have. Like, no way. I can only imagine the kind of crap that she got ruined in the comics. And I know you probably have a few of those stories, but regardless.
And she does. She shows up. If you know shit's going to get fucked up if she shows up in the comic. If they do something crossover event and she shows up, you're like, oh, it doesn't fucking matter. She's just going to fix everything. So you give
it's going to all go back to normal.
Yeah,
it'll all be back to normal. Fuck that shit. What did you guys think about the Vision? Did you like the Vision?
I like the complicated origin story that they made in that movie was almost as complicated as the origin story you explained last week, or it's like, what?
You know, I love seeing Jarvis's voice come to life. Yeah. I think that guy's perfect for it. The symmetry of his face and everything is just, it's perfect as Vision.
I have a question for Biff, though.
Yeah.
Do you know if Ultron in the movie looks like the voice that does Jarvis? Do you know if that, I mean, is that him? Like,
No.
Do you know if the actor is?
Right.
Oh,
I thought that was the actor.
Paul Bettany. Yeah, Paul right. Bettany is the actor for
Jarvis. Yeah, he is the guy who does
Jarvis. Yeah.
Jarvis. So that is him.
So that is him. Is
yeah,
he that buff?
Yeah, that's him. Right?
Is he that buff and yep. awesome, or is he total yep. CG? I mean, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's so CG in there that's like, well, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, I mean, you know, we know that Ruffalo isn't really that buff as Hulk.
So, well, yeah.
But that's when he's hulking out, right?
Yeah. So we can say we can be pretty sure that there may or may not be some CG there.
I had to have May explain to me who the voice of Ultron was though on a car ride home, and I'm like. Oh, he's the jerkwad in Pretty in Pink. Okay, I get it.
Had to bring it back to an 80s reference.
Yeah,
I totally
did. Him,
also, Iron Man blew Ultron in a movie called Less Than Zero.
Less than
Zero. Do you guys remember that?
That's
God. You know what?
Not
surprised there aren't any memes of that.
Yeah, I was wondering, did they do any like funny little references from that movie? Because I never saw that.
I don't know.
They should have. They should have had a line or something
that's
in there.
Cool,
like,
man.
I'm about to make one.
Yeah.
Right now.
blow me.
I know we're talking about Avengers, but I just got to give a nod out to Daredevil, which is amazing. Like, it's all part of Marvel's universe. But have you guys seen?
Yeah, we finished the whole
thing.
Yeah.
They're doing.
Biff finished it in
like
2 days.
Thinking about watching that
twice. I'm on my second go around now.
I might too.
Worth it. I can't wait. I'm glad they got another season. But then again, I was going, you'd be fooled not to. It's got the biggest following ever.
We
so.
Just got a second season of Carter, too. They just approved that.
Oh, I'm so happy about
fuck
it.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
And you know,
wait, are you guys going to have to edit all of my curses out?
No, we don't. We're PG-13.
No.
We're not a Disney channel.
You've heard me talk.
Okay. That's true. I do remember last time.
Jesus.
Take that, FCC.
Yeah.
I mentioned last episode there were some concerns about Marvel being able to live up to the all these different universes crossing over, and can they keep up this kind of pace? And someone was it you, Biff, or was it my brother mentioning that they hate the whole, I think it was Mike, talking about when you were reading comics from like Spectacular Spider-Man, if you want to know what this reference is about, read issue number 256 in, you know, Ultimate Carnage or, you know, whatever it is, like you're trying to figure out what the hell this is coming from. And I feel like that's probably going to be what these TV series are, or even the Netflix series. It's going to be like, if you really want to know what the hell's going on, you got to go watch Daredevil, or you got to go watch the new Punisher series, or whatever, right? Like, don't you kind of
Punisher
feel like that's coming? You know what I'm saying? You heard about that, right?
Are they going to make a Punisher series?
Supposedly on Netflix. That's the next, that's the talk.
Oh, I think the next one is AKA Jessica Jones.
Oh, so
who is
that?
I think Jessica Jones.
It's
that's what I've heard too.
Biff can tell you. I don't know what she.
What is it?
Well, the only thing I know is that she's an ex superhero. I don't know if she goes through a transition to become one again.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
You want to read a story that is fucking kick ass, that really doesn't do a whole lot of like stars and spandex and whatever? Is it's called Alias, and it's the story of Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones was once kind of like a third or fourth string Avenger, and then she quit being a superhero and kind of becomes this private detective who kind of goes into the seedier areas of the MCU and finds shit out or finds, you know, like these little things about, like, bad things about heroes or bad things about villains, and she kind of gets sucked into these little, she's like the Philip Marlowe of the MCU. She has powers and stuff, but she doesn't use them and stuff anymore because she's not a superhero anymore, so she's trying to pretend to be a normal person, but people know who she is, you know what I mean? So people, you know, so they're like, it's a really, really good story. Excellent story.
What's her official powers?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
God damn it.
Don't ruin it for me. Yeah, I don't want to, it's such a good story, I won't.
We said spoilers in Avengers.
Fine.
We didn't say spoilers in freaking...
Fine.
Let's just say she hooks up with another superhero. Let's say she marries another superhero that they're also making a Netflix series about called Luke
Cage.
Okay,
you know what? I don't want to hear about her marrying anybody because the actress in that is my favorite actress ever. speaking of another fantasy crush I have, she's the actress from a show called The Bee in Apartment 23, and she played Chloe, and it's kind of my favorite show ever. And now she's entering the MCU, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it should be. If they do the Alias story, I don't know how much of it they can do, but if they kind of keep the Alias storyline, it's gonna blow your socks off.
If the quality is consistent with Daredevil, I look forward to everything Netflix is bringing.
Nice,
you know.
Yeah.
I keep bringing it out of Avengers.
That's fine. Well, shot for shot. I mean, we could just go through the whole damn movie. I mean, I love the initial joke. I love the character development and just the humor involved right from the off when it's like, hey, language, guys. And it's like, is anyone going to
talk about the fact that... Cap doesn't like that kind of language.
Cap just said language. No one's going to talk about this? Yeah, the humor was great. And
he's
love...
right there. In the first 5 minutes, they established the comfort zone now, the camaraderie that they were like struggling to have in the first movie. So
yeah.
I mean, they still ended up struggling to have it. But at least they established, like, look, they can all joke around, even in the face of danger, even under extreme duress. So I love that right from the get-go.
Them. Can you hold them off? They're the Avengers.
right?
The Avengers are here. Can you stall them?
People get
They're
it.
The Avengers.
Or even Tony Stark with, this is a good talk, and one of the guys that got shot down.
No,
it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Like,
no.
Please be a secret door. Please be a secret door.
Yay. the character development was so fun in this one.
I think that's what sets apart Marvel in general, is it kind of has a sense of humor. Even in Daredevil, which is very, a lot of people are calling Christopher Nolan-y or whatever,
right?
Dark and gritty, as the overused phrase goes. It's still got a lot of the humor when they do get funny. It is that humor that's present through all the Marvel Universe, super present in freaking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy was just that times 10, but it was that same kind of humor, and if they just, as long as they keep up with that, it'll never become a movie that just takes itself too seriously, you know?
What was the first line in Avengers? What was the first word?
I don't remember.
What was the first word?
That's right.
The first word they say in it is shit. You know what I mean?
Ultron?
I mean, they make... Yeah, that's the first word, and that's when Cap says language.
Yeah.
You know, so, they make masturbation jokes in some movies. Yeah. They really push the levels of what, you know, you can get going in some of these movies, and I think that makes it good for, it doesn't make it as Disney cookie cutter as I thought everything would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought when Disney took over, I thought, oh, God, you know what I mean? It's...
Yeah.
You're never going to know about Natasha Romanoff being a big slut, or you're never going to know about, you know what I mean, all this stuff, but, you know, they're keeping it pretty true. The only thing I don't think that they're going to do is there was a really famous Tony Stark story called Demon in a Bottle, and Tony Stark became a really big alcoholic. And,
wow.
Not much of a stretch.
War Machine had to take over as Iron Man and not tell anybody while Tony Stark dried himself out. And I always thought they would go that route, but they've never gone that route. Marvel says that they're not going to do that storyline. So I thought that was
a lot of people
kind of
didn't catch it, but they wrote Tony off in this one.
He's done.
He was saying goodbye. I mean, that was it, you know, that was that conversation, is I'm going to miss you. And then the new Avengers was everyone who was in that room right before he said Avengers Assemble, because I think that all the old ones had been shuffled out, where Hulk's going to run off and lament Black Widow, and freaking, and Tony's gone, so.
No, they're not going to get rid of Iron Man.
No. They'll be back for Infinity War or Civil War, I'm sure. I'll bet you. You want my bet? You want to make a gentleman's bet? I'll wear
I'm already about to shave my head to you, so I don't know.
Well, you know. Well,
I'm not going to narrow downstairs or nothing. Come on.
Well, we can do. Yeah, there you go.
You'll
I want you
that.
To shave your pubics into the Avengers.
Right. Yeah, if not.
Good God.
Not going to happen. You wanted to be the only girl here. I don't know what you're complaining about.
I have no problem with it.
You're gonna get hate mail from May. Yeah,
yes,
that.
Right.
Periodically, you're gonna get hate mail from.
Maybe a thank you letter. I don't know.
More likely, right?
Well, anyways, as if I lose the bet.
I'll bet you in Avengers 3 that everybody will be in it.
Hold on, every time you got a direction, you could say Avengers Assemble.
What?
Oh my God.
Or right before.
It's the Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on?
I'll bet you everybody's in Avengers 3. Avengers 3 Part 2. I bet everybody's in it.
I believe
Guardians.
I'm on your I'd be on your side of the bet.
That's what you want. It just should be called Avengers Assemble, but whatever. You know,
well,
yeah.
3 well, is the whole.
Isn't it Civil War?
No, that's Captain America
3, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Tony's definitely going to be in that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
The third Avengers, is that where they do the whole Infinity Gauntlet thing?
Well, the third Avengers, I heard, was supposed to be two movies, Part A and Part B.
Oh, maybe
so
it
sure
will be Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm sure they're all going to be hating on each other, and then they're all going to unite once Thanos gets there and starts messing the world up, and you know what I mean? Because I'm sure they'll be bickering a bunch between themselves because Civil War, and then Thanos will show up, and they'll be like, what are we doing? We need to stop the real enemy and save the world. Or, well, you know how they do in comics.
Well, save the universe, it seems like. That Infinity Gauntlet seems like... I don't do comic. I'm not familiar with the comics, but I hear that the Infinity Gauntlet is like next level shit.
Well, yeah, he's
he kills them all. They talked
about that last show. Yeah, everyone dies basically.
Oh, I wonder if they're gonna pull that off.
Well, if they pull
because
it through, which
that
they have been doing,
I think that they will do that. I think that they will kill certain characters, but in the end of the Infinity Gauntlet, the good guys finally get a hold of the Infinity Gauntlet and they make everything back to normal.
Oh.
So I'm sure you'll see a lot of characters die, and people that haven't read the comics will be like, well, fuck, they just killed Tony Stark or Captain America or whoever. But at the end, you can put it all back together with the reality gem or stone, or whatever they call them now. So
what gems haven't we seen? We've seen the mind gem in this movie. They do the mind stone or gem, right?
And
we've done the mind gem. Which
one's in
four? One in Guardians. That, what is that? That red mist?
The red one.
Or whatever.
The ether.
That's the power gem.
And then the Tesseract was one, wasn't it?
Right.
Inside the Tesseract.
Inside the Tesseract.
That one's like the... time gem, where you can, or dimension gem, or I can't remember.
Well,
how they're all put together.
Inside the Tesseract, have we seen that? We've seen what's inside the spear thingy. But the Tesseract was different. It was separate.
Oh, that's right. Maybe it's inside the spear. I know there was one. No, because the Tesseract was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
Groot was playing with it, and he said, you know, it was up there with the list of the Infinity Stones. So the Tesseract's the Infinity Stone.
Huh.
Yeah, you got the Tesseract. You have the I don't know what they had at the space gem, I think, is what they had in Guardians.
The purple one.
And then you had, right. And then you had the mind gem and the soul, no, the soul gem. I don't know. Fuck.
Well, which one haven't we seen?
I don't think we've seen the reality gem.
Okay. What color is that one?
I don't think we've seen the, that means you can control all of reality.
Okay.
So you can, like, whatever you want, it to rain ice cream cones on Thursday, it'll happen.
Sweet.
And that's how Thanos destroys all of the universe, is he just goes, okay, well, you guys are dead. And they all died.
And that was the last scene in Age of Ultron. And you said you didn't like that little spoiler clip, the don't wait till the end of the credits clip.
Oh,
well, it didn't further anything. It didn't further anything. And it didn't kind of make any sense to a certain degree. Okay, if you remember in the original Thor movie, do you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Remember when Odin goes into Asgard and he's got all the weapons of Asgard kind of lined up in this giant armory, and he puts the Tesseract in there and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet was in there, wasn't it?
It's in his vault. So it makes me wonder, is he in the vault at Asgard? Because Loki's in charge of Asgard now.
Well, Loki already had, he was already kind of in cahoots with the six-finger dude who got his neck broken in Guardians. So maybe, you're right, maybe there's already, I think there's a missing scene that they would back that up with. But haven't they already kind of screwed up those end credit things anyway with Nick Fury would come in and say something, and then it'd be screwed up in another movie because it was actually Tony Stark saying the line, and you know what I mean?
They could very well address how Thanos got the Infinity Gauntlet in Thor 3. We don't know the plot of Thor 3 yet.
Exactly, that, and so, yeah, things like that, and just like, you know how it is. Even comic books, they'll do like a spoiler, and it's like, it's nothing like the way it's going to be in the story.
You know what was weird?
It's just a tease, is really.
At the end of Avengers, or at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., in one of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they showed the clip to the Avengers, remember?
Right.
They showed them hanging out and all trying to pick up Thor's hammer.
Right.
And Tony Stark, when he was about to pick up the hammer in that, he says, I promised, what was it? I promised to be cruel, but something.
But fair. Or something.
Yeah, cool but fair, or something like that. And I thought that was hilarious. They used a different line in the movie.
Right.
I was like, oh, crazy. I promised to reenact something Noctum. I forgot what he said.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Prima Noctis.
Prima Noctis, yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Damn it.
Prima Noctis is, well, no, you know what? Never mind, because if I'm wrong, I don't want to.
Okay, well, now
go ahead.
Our mom would kill us. Me and May's mom would kill us because, you know, she spoke Latin, so she's.
And happy Mother's Day, by the way,
to
all the mothers out there, May.
Thank you.
There you go. I know you're playing.
No,
you're not even playing.
You're
shopping. You're shopping for plants.
I'm not. You know what? I'm totally listening. I'm just.
Oh, no.
No, she's multitasking. What's prima nocta?
Oh, God.
What is it?
It's sexual.
Yeah.
See?
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah. It's
anyway, so Avengers, assemble.
Who was your guys' favorite guy of the film? Did you guys have a favorite?
Well,
in the first Avengers, it was definitely Tony. I think that was a lot of people's opinion. What was it?
You know, I liked Hawkeye in this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the whole exposure of the safe house, and it's like, wait, what?
Right.
Married? And by the way, speaking of moms being super, what the hell? Like, Mrs. Hawkeye is like the best mom ever? Like, what?
Yep.
Who? I mean, I was like, how do you do that? How do you just let your man go off and, like, you know...
Honey, you know I support your avenging. That was my favorite
right?
line.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You're avenging? What the fuck?
She's got a pretty super power there of, like, taking care of two going on, three kids or whatever.
And trying not to lose it, knowing it'd be
like, God, there's no way. Like, as long as another portal of aliens doesn't open up next week, we'll be okay, right? Like,
is there going to be another portal of aliens opening up, or can we do pizza night?
Yeah. But that does make Hawkeye that much more awesome when he's like, I know what I have to do. I have to break down the wall to the dining room.
Right?
Yeah, that's
it. That.
Awesome.
And I love that Nick Fury came out, you know.
Yeah. Well, I guess. I was like, okay.
And Tony didn't seem very surprised. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Oh, right. They didn't even explain it why he was alive.
Yeah.
Actually. Oh no, because it was in the movie. It was in... So Disney doesn't care that people may not have seen Captain America Winter Soldier, but they do care if people have not seen I guess he died in Winter Soldier and came back both.
Right.
So if they never saw it, they never saw him die, so there won't be any confusion.
Yeah.
I just want Coulson back in the movies.
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, if you haven't seen Avengers 2 and you listen to this, I don't know what kind of sick, I guess you just like spoilers. But if you want to continue your sick spoilerdom, don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they're just going to keep spoiling shit. Like, you know, they just continue on with the spoil them. They don't care if you didn't see Age of Ultron over the weekend and then you see the next episode and it's like, oh, okay, we're just going to keep spoiling shit now.
Yeah.
You better keep up with the punches because here they come.
Well, that's true. They do actually reference things that happened in the movie.
Yeah, they totally did. Crazy. Did you watch last episode, Biff?
No, I don't think I've watched the... I watched the one where Daisy gets her powers and they're working with Ward and all that sort of stuff. I like Ward. I didn't like him at first. I like him better now that he's a bad guy.
Well, keep watching.
Keep watching.
Oh, really?
No spoilers there.
Don't make
keep
him
watching.
A good guy.
No, they Hydra don't.
Forever.
That Hydra they don't
ever.
Do.
Cobra.
Yeah, I get you.
La, 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 la.
Oh really?
Yeah, we went there with
really
the la, la la la. That was bad, right? I know.
Yeah, don't throw that. Why'd you have to bring that up?
What's the name of the color changing guy in freaking totally not Avengers? Zartan. The pony. Not Avengers related, but still, I had to.
I love G.I. Joe, too. G.I. Joe's
wasn't he in a band?
Wasn't
Zartan in a band?
I don't know. He might have gone there.
He might have jumped
twice.
A shark there, I think.
I think one of the Dreadnoughts. I think Monkey Wrench was in a band.
Damn it. Now I want to talk about G.I. Joe goofiness, but I'm not going to go there.
That's it. You're going to another show. You get to do all G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
That's your name.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, so like.
Wait, did you guys see the? Oh, we'll save it for that show. I was about to say, did you see the new G.I. Joe movie with Bruce Willis or whatever? Semi-new, whatever.
Well,
I saw that one.
I don't know if it was good, but yeah, again.
It wasn't Avengers. I mean.
Yeah, let's get back to it.
favorite scenes in the movie. I had to ask my son what his favorite scene in the movie was, and he said he loved the scene with where the Hulkbuster suit had the rapid punch to the face.
Oh,
yeah, that was awesome.
Of Hulk. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That was
pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I think
that
was pretty good.
Slick.
And that was Veronica, so Banner helped design
now,
that.
Do you get the joke? Do you get the joke?
No.
Veronica?
Uh-uh.
You get it?
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay, you guys remember Archie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was the two girls that were in love with Archie?
Betty and Veronica,
yeah.
Okay. Betty Ross is the Hulk's girlfriend. That's her name.
So
he named the robot Veronica.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Nice.
That's really cute.
See, so there's Betty and Veronica. See?
And speaking of the female counterpart thing going on, the new Jarvis operating system was what, Friday? Is that really, is that in the
Friday.
Comics?
Wait, yeah, no, well, no, it's a joke from an old movie. Have you ever seen the old movie with Cary Grant called My Girl Friday?
Uh-uh,
no.
Yeah, it's an old Cary Grant movie. It's called My Girl Friday. That's where he gets that name from. But if you want, do you want the inside geek rumor?
Oh, go ahead.
She's going to be Jocasta.
What the hell is... Okay, this is a whole level...
Wait, who's
of comic geek, and I'm glad I have you on the show to explain this shit.
Who's going to be Jocasta?
I don't think it's going to happen, but it might.
The girl, the new, because when
the,
Jarvis.
Oh, the girl operating system.
Yeah, when Jarvis dies
yeah.
and becomes the dude, the Vision.
Vision.
You hear, you know. When Tony reboots his operating system and brings in the new one, it's the Girl Friday, so that's his new OS. And so Biff, you're saying that could become a new yet another spin-off character from the comics? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Ultron, right, decides the next time he comes back, he decides he watched The Bride of Frankenstein and decides he needs a girlfriend.
Oh no.
So he won't be lonely, and he makes a female version of himself named Jocasta. And if you watch the Avengers, when they go through all the different operating systems that they use and they eventually land on Ultron, one of the names that pop up is Jocasta. So they name drop her in the movie, but I don't
Avengers
know if they'll do it or not. Yeah.
Okay.
You mean so Ultron is coming back?
Well, he supposedly...
No, probably not.
Why not? Probably. I mean, he hides in the internet and shit, right? He made him a backup of himself. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I mean, technically, yeah. Really, any Marvel bad guy can kind of come back.
Sure.
Really.
Which is,
you know,
totally
what I mean?
Fine with me. I hated the first Batman movie where they just instantly killed Joker.
Oh.
I was like, wait, what? You can't just kill the nemesis in the first fucking movie. You know, that was just so stupid. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but that was back in the day, though, when they didn't know if they were going to make a part two.
Yeah.
You know what
true.
I mean? So they're like, okay, we're done. Good job,
there's
Batman
faith in
guy.
The franchise. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then Batman turns into Batman, and then they're like, oh, fuck, we just killed Jack Nicholson. I don't think he would have done it anyway.
Speaking of faith in a franchise, all of these superhero movies are planned over how many years? Like 6-7 years?
Well, I just had...
No, because when did they do the first... I think it was almost 8 years ago that they had the first Iron Man, right?
Right.
So I don't think we're going to be getting tired of superheroes anytime soon. Because, you know there used to be trends in movies, angel movies, destruction movies, you know, and there probably still are, but it seems like for the past 10 years, I guess, superheroes are going strong. So So hopefully the general public won't lose interest by the time all of them wrap up.
Yeah, they've planned all the way out to what, 2016 or 2017?
Oh, that's not too far.
Yeah.
You know, Guardian of the Galaxy 2, and then that's going to be before or after Avengers? Is that?
Oh, he's got the whole Disney list up. What is this year?
Yeah.
There's going to be another Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. This is what I was talking about last show, which was the whole...
Pete's Dragon?
Yeah.
Oh,
another Pete's Dragon.
And there's Star Wars.
Doctor Strange is going to be another Marvel movie before Guardians.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh my God.
I guess they're
live
just going to re-release it. I don't know. Live action.
Toy Story 4.
Well, if you notice, they've done Cinderella. They've done Maleficent.
Yeah.
They've done. So they're doing all the old school live action.
Yeah.
I think that Hermione's supposed to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
really? Adorable. Sorry.
Wow.
Actually,
you didn't even mean to do that. You're
no,
just being cute
I,
by
I
accident.
Didn't, man.
That's actually the name of my roommate's cat.
Adorable.
Oh my God. No, that's just disgusting.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. Yeah.
That's her name. Yeah. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, this is a list that that showed the releases of that Disney is helping, you know, promote, because a couple of in here are DreamWorks, like Ghost in the Shell and the BFG.
Oh, well,
whoa. Did you say Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah, they're doing the live action. That's the one that was supposed to be, what's her name, you know? The Avenger. So, Black Widow. She's going to be.
Scarlet.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be Major Kusanagi from Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, I can see that. So a lot of people don't think that could happen, but you know what?
I don't think her nose is enough.
Aesthetics.
But if you're going to be the robot built to perfection, everything better be exact, you know?
They've already used
you
her
don't
as
think
perfection,
she's perfection
in
dude?
And she's got a funky nose.
Oh,
you are throwing away a Ferrari because it has a dent. Okay.
What did they say? It wasn't a shuffle, was it? It was, you know,
put a dent in it, whatever.
Something.
Yeah. And she's on top of the line. And I was like, well, that thing better be.
Everybody,
break it up on me. Hello?
If we broke.
Oh, no, go look. Go back to your.
Yeah, head. I'll go back.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Keep talking, Biff. Oh, Biff dropped.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Well, hopefully we're still recording and everything's fine.
You cut him off on purpose, didn't you?
No, I did not.
And you just drop
all in on your like you're going to do before, just to make sure we're still on. You can talk about it.
Back.
There you go.
Hey, you guys are breaking up.
Am I?
Can you hear me?
You ahead.
Christmas?
You should call in. Yeah. But anyway, so we're back on the air. Sorry about that. I don't know what happens. Sometimes Blog Talk loses its mind. We'll just see if the Biff comes back on. But anyway, there he is. These things
Sheesh.
Happen. Technical
can you
difficulties.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you now. Sorry about that.
Okay. No, that's all right. Hello? Hello?
Yeah? Okay.
Hey, Biff, can you hear us? Yo, Biff.
I can hear you.
Oh, but nobody can hear Biff. That's not good.
He drops. I'll try calling in again. That is the pits.
Right.
That's all right. Only 7 minutes left.
Don't you hang up. You keep on there.
I'm not hanging up.
She'll geek. She geeks. She has the capacity to geek.
Hello?
Hey, Biff, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So we were breaking. I'm on the phone now. Dan's trying to work it out, but so we were breaking up really badly. Wow, crazy! But you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so
I can hear you now.
Really,
it's just you and me.
Just you and me. We got 7 minutes
left. All right. Well.
Left. Oh, okay. I wanted to talk about something. Like they didn't even talk about Betty. Because you were talking about Betty and Veronica, when Scarlett was, do you think he was kind of tempted by Scarlett? Because he didn't even mention, well, I've got Betty.
No.
I've got somebody else.
you know?
Everyone counts the original Iron Man as being the original beginning of the Marvel Universe, but really it was the Hulk, the one with Edward Norton. That was the original one that had Tony Stark at the end of it. And Tony Stark talked about starting a new program, and he wanted Banner to get a hold of him so he could, they could talk about different things, this thing called the Avengers Initiative. So she was in that movie. She was played by Jennifer Connelly, I think, in one of them, in the Eric Bana one, and I think she was played by Liv Tyler in the Ed Norton one. So she's in there, so that's why they kind of made that joke with Betty and Veronica.
Right.
But I don't know if they're going to use her anymore because, you know, the Hulk is still owned by Universal, technically. They have a certain amount of rights to the Hulk. That's why there hasn't been a Hulk solo movie. It's because of those old Bruce Bixby or Bill Bixby TV shows. So,
The animator's just not. Can you hear him at all? Because he's having, he's trying.
I can't hear him. I can hear you.
Okay, sweet. Well, we'll just. There, he's going to talk to me. You're no longer a factor being the animator. Okay, so let me ask you this, because you got all that storehouse of knowledge. Have you been, like, looking at these all your life? Is that how this happened?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been just, wow, that's insane. Just, I mean.
Yeah, but like, it's I don't have any other stuff to fill my head except for geek stuff. I never had sports or, you know, I don't remember how many yards Joe Montana threw for San Francisco. He played for San Francisco.
Blasphemy. Okay, watch out. Watch who you're talking to now. Okay.
You know me
line,
too well.
Buddy, and you're close to crossing it.
Okay. You could tell I was needling you a bit. But yeah.
I know. Like, I don't want to kill this guy. You're giving me a hard time. Are we all on now? Can you hear
I'm me? I'm here. I don't know if Biff can hear me.
is that my pod wife right here? Hello, pod wife.
That's,
you got
that's
90
me.
Seconds.
We only got, we got like a minute 30 left, so whatever. I think we spoiled enough Avengers stuff. I mean, is there anything else? Shit.
And you're breaking up again.
Get
your wife back on the phone.
You can talk to me. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
In the last few seconds, I think Maria Hill is a lot of fun, by the way. I think I'm glad they're using her, so there you go.
Yeah, was she giving herself a pedicure midway through the show?
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Like, she was, like, doing something to her feet while everybody's talking about saving the world, and she's picking her bunions. What are you doing?
She's picking her bunions,
Hill?
Man.
Yeah, get your shit together.
She's fun, though. She's a lot of fun, so, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty good on the show, too. It was good. I thought Avengers, they're doing all right, I think. I really do have hope for Batman, though. I really do. Batman and Superman, I'd like to see them do well.
Well,
you know,
you've got 15 seconds. So that's your last thought on this? Yeah, there you go.
And I'm here, too, so.
Oh, there he is again.
Yeah, so I had to call in because guy's been blocked off stuff. Balls.